Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Schaefer Landit here at Central College once again, revisiting that Central to Norwalk pipeline that we did a couple of weeks ago. Here now with class of 2022 Norwalk graduate Grant Miller, a track athlete in high school, and is now running both indoor and outdoor track here at Central College and is in his senior season. So Grant, thanks for joining us today.
Yep, thanks for having me on. Great to be here.
So just to get started, you're about ready to go into your senior season of indoor track and then outdoor to follow. You told me you have a meet midway through next month and practicing for that. So how has the off season and practices in your senior season gone so far early on in those stages?
They've been great. We've been working really well as a team. We've got a lot of great freshmen that have been pushing us all. I feel like we've been working really well together. The lifting has been going great. We've been improving in all of our lifts. We've done our testings for the year just to get a baseline to see where we're going to be at for the year. And I improved on my marks from last year, so I'm pretty happy about that. I feel stronger. I feel faster. I feel just ready to go and ready to, you know, break past what I was able to do last year. And so I think there's going to be really good things for the whole team. So I'm excited.
And it's been a few years since we've talked to you, probably since you were in high school. So now in your senior season of college, kind of give us a little overlay of your career and what we've missed up to this point. I see you're on the number one on the school leaderboard for shuttle hurdle. Mm-hmm. I'm an outdoor with your team there. Some top five finishes in conference through the years, three varsity letters. So what have we kind of missed, and kind of get us up to speed with your college career so far?
Yeah, so I've been really lucky to have the success I've had in past years. It's been a lot of fun. It all goes to the coaches, all goes to God. But I had some success with hurdles and javelin. I started off as a multi at Central, and then I wanted to be more specific in my events, so I just kind of stuck to hurdles. And I realized, actually from high school, I did baseball, and I realized I can actually throw things pretty well, so I figured I'd pick up the javelin with it. And so because of that baseball background, I've been able to learn the javelin, and I actually, last year I placed third outdoors in the hurdles and the javelin at the conference meet. That was a big deal for me. That was a really fun me. I got to hang out with the whole team, and just like, they were all supportive of me, and it was just a really good time. Yeah, we had that D3 shuttle hurdle. It's not an official event at NCAA levels. It should be. If anyone's out there listening, put it in NCAA, make it in the Olympics. But anyways, the shuttle hurdle is a one-time event at the Drake Relays, but we were able to compete really well with some other D1 schools and actually beat some of them out in a really competitive hurdle race. But we now have school record in that, and I believe I'm second in the indoor hurdles, third outdoor hurdles, and third in the javelin for school rankings. So it's been awesome to see where I can do compared to like the past history of Central, and you know, being able to excel in these events. It's been a lot of fun. So
let's talk about more of that transition. I mentioned the Norwalk to Central pipeline. I'm a part of that. You're a part of that. Oh, yeah. I just had Jack Brown on. He's a part of that. Mm-hmm. I could probably go on for 20 more people, I mean, yep. People you run with and things like that. So that's what I want to ask. Who are some people that you've competed with within Central College running, track and field and whatnot, that our listeners would be familiar with that also came from that Norwalk pipeline?
Yeah, so there were some great guys from Norwalk. Obviously, I'm great friends with Jack Brown. He's an amazing runner. Actually, he's leaving today to go to Nationals in South Carolina running cross country, so that's exciting. But there are other runners. Donovan Card, great guy. Brian Hart just graduated this year. He was a great sprinter and a great leader for the team. Yeah, we just have a large number of just Norwalk guys. Derek Webster also graduated, great leader for the cross team. Just an amazing pipeline of Central or of Norwalk guys at Central. And we even see other little Hawkeye Conference schools too. I have two of my pod mates that I live with are from Pella. We got guys from, I know people from Knoxville, not little Hawkeye Conference, but still. DCG, Indianola, we got people from all over the place. So it's cool to see representation everywhere, but it's definitely very heavy in Norwalk, which I like. It's a lot of fun.
If you're just joining us, this is Grant Miller, Norwalk alumni and current Central College track athlete on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. And that transition again, I remember running track with you in high school. We were part of Coach Ramphin's captain's group. Mm-hmm. And so kind of tell me about, you had a leadership position in high school. Kind of tell me about that transition from there and what Coach Ramphin was able to provide you with to now being a senior on Central's track team.
Yeah, I think the leadership techniques that Coach Ramphin taught me and the team was really beneficial, especially translating to college. I mean, like, I think he saw some potential in me that I didn't really see in myself, and he was just very fundamental in making me into the leader that I am today. And it gave me the confidence to help lead the groups that I do today. And Additionally, going from Rantham to Coach Fuller has been an amazing transition. Jim Fuller's a great coach. He's given me basically leadership status for past 3 years. It's been a lot of fun being able to lead the hurdle high jump group that he leads. And the leadership skills have just kind of grown over the years, but it definitely started with Coach Rantham and when we were together in Norwalk and being able to lead those groups of guys and those high schoolers. So.
And more on that, on a transition. So you talked a little bit about how you've expanded your exposure to different events mm-hmm. in track, not just running hurdles, but doing other things, running the javelin. And then the season is longer as well. You run in the winter and then in the spring as well. So talk to me about how you adjusted to that, more so in your mm-hmm. freshman year of college, from just running in the spring and then going on to baseball or what else. Now you're basically training almost all year and doing different events as well.
Yeah, it was definitely a hard train. I had to teach myself to be more patient because I'm an athlete who likes to just kind of go, go, go. And I think Jim Fuller's was amazing for me because he helped keep me, he slowed me down when I needed to be slowed, which was like, I'm a very, like, I want to get things done, progress things, but it's such a long season that you have to be careful. And you have to make sure that, you know, we're taking care of our bodies, we're trying to be safe, and we're trying to, you know, not let any injuries come upon us because it's a long season. And he also helps us keep in mind that the main goal isn't just any meet. The main goal is the conference meet. Like, that's what we're trying to peak in the year at. And I think the transition's been nice because, like, his guidance has really just kind of helped me throughout my freshman year to be able to, you know, relax and see that the season is more than just, like, a little blip of the year. It's the entire year. It's the lifting over the summer. It's the lifting over the fall. It's the training with the team. And it's even, like, the team chemistry and some of the relationships that we build with other athletes on the team. So,
and finally, we'll leave off with this, looking ahead towards the future and hopes for your senior season. Finishing up here at Central, just hopes for the future and your senior season.
Yeah, it is my last year here at Central, and I definitely have some big goals. Last year, I was able to make the national meet indoor and outdoor for D3, and that was a really big deal for me. The goal this year is to, again, make it back to Nationals, but last year, the first team All-American status just was outside of my reach. I was able to make second team All-American, which was not top 8, but top 16. So definitely the goal this year is to make first team All-American in all my events. And another big goal would be making Nationals for the javelin, because I was able to have a big PR last year, and I was about 2 meters shy of a national mark for javelin. So that'd be really cool if I can make it for both my events when it comes to outdoor season. But yeah, the goal is definitely just to, you know, make it back to Nationals, and when it comes to the conference meet, score as many points for the team as I can, and just support my teammates, have a great year, and see what we can do as a team. And I think it'll be really exciting because we got some really great guys this year, so I'm excited.
All right, that was Norwalk's and Central's track athlete finishing up his senior season this year, Grant Miller, on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Thanks, Grant.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.